Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Avodah Zarah Daf Chof Ches. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. As we note the Gemara at the fifth line from the top of Daf Chofches, we are continuing with a sugya concerning refuah. Refuah, healing, medical attention that one may or may not receive from an idol-worshipping medical man or medical person. The topic heading that we have assigned to this particular sukkah is Makas Shel Cholo Mechalanes HaShabbos, an internal injury where there's need for medical attention. One is allowed to violate Shabbos. The Gemara that we will continue with discusses an injury that is of a severe nature, and there's a need to make a calculation whether the person is going to live at all or not. That type of injury, where there is a need for an omed means an estimation or an evaluation, whether he's going to make it or not, that kind of injury, one is going to be expected to violate Shabbos for his benefit. Omar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, Omar Rav, Kol Maka Shetzricha Oimed, any injury that requires or that would arouse the tendency to judge whether or not this guy is going to live, Mechalin Oleo Es HaShabbos, we are expected to violate the Shabbos for his medical attention. Omar Rav Shamon Bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan, V'hai Ishtot Samirta. This is something that's related to something of a feverish nature. Kemako Shacholol Domi. It's considered like an internal injury. U'mechalin Oleo Es HaShabbos. So if someone is feverish, that is sufficiently severe to warrant the violation of Shabbos. Before we go any further, it's important for us to note that anything that is said in the context of this shiur and any of our shiurim is not to be taken under any circumstances as a practical halachic ruling, especially when involved with medical related gemaras. There are Rishonim that tell us, these are early commentaries that tell us that we no longer have a tradition as to what the exact items that are mentioned in these medical sugyas are, nor do we know exactly what in today's terms the medical procedures that are suggested, how they are to be carried out. Therefore, one is not allowed to rely on the Gemara's presentation of medical issues, medical procedures. And these comments are limited to the realm of medical procedures and not chas v'sholem having to do with other areas. But with all that disclaimer being said, we also are going to offer a note of apology before we go further, in that our abilities to offer accurate translations for many of the items that we will encounter in today's shiur our abilities are limited, and hence we'll try to give a general feeling as to what is being referred to by relying on Rashi. Rashi himself makes extensive reference in his own commentary to French or old French expressions, which for most of us doesn't serve as very beneficial. Let us continue with the Gemara. Mehechon makas shel cholo. Up till now, we've been talking about internal injuries. So the Gemara here is asking, from what point on one's body is it considered internal? Pirush Rabbi Ami min hasofa v'lifnim, from one's lips and inward. Boy, Rabbi Eliezer, kochi v'shini mai. How is one to view teeth-related ailments? The Gemara presents two sides of this question, and this also is what we have labeled our topic heading, no say. On the outside margin, kochi v'shini, these are teeth-related matters. Ha'im heim kemaka makas cholol olo. So now the Gemara presents the two sides. We have an aleph, o dilma, beis. You can see on the next line, the o dilma expression is squiggle underline, one of our common markings when we present, when the Gemara presents alternatives or different sides or alternative versions of something, we'll squiggle underline the phrase that indicates the change. So in this case we have aleph, and then the next line o dilma, or possibly beis. So how are we to view a kochi v'shini issue? Kevon de'akushi ninu, since they are hard, it's hard material, teeth, kemaka de'baroi damu, they're viewed as something external, because in the general feeling is that organs are soft, and the internal parts of a body that are afflicted with ailments are generally speaking the soft organs. And since the teeth don't conform to that general description, they are not internal. O dilma, kevon de gavoi kaimi. On the other hand, since they are within the lips, they are from that point inwards, kemaka shel cholo damu, they are considered internal. Amar Abaye Toshma. So as we see, we encounter a new geometric form, a triangle. This is explained on the side under the Mivneh heading, Nisyonos Lifshot Hanal. These are attempts to resolve the issue of how to categorize Makav Kochi Vashini. So we have a couple triangles. These are attempts. Toshma Hachoshish Vashinov Lo Yigma Bohen Esachoimetz. This is a source that's, though it's not mentioned in the words, it's referring to Shabbos, that one who's choshesh, who has discomfort in his teeth, he is not allowed to swallow vinegar. Swallowing vinegar is something that's something that one doesn't do that normally, unless it's for health purposes. So since it's Shabbos, one is not allowed to practice different forms of medicine. What are we to learn from this? So there is an inference. If someone has discomfort, he is not allowed to swallow the vinegar. However, if he experiences great pain, then it's okay. Then he would be allowed to violate Shabbos in an attempt to seek healing for his Koch is Shinov problem, his teeth problem. The Gemara rejects this. Dilma, Tono, maybe the Tana, Hecha de Koyev Le Tuva, where the individual is actually suffering greatly, Choshesh Nami Korile. He will use the term Choshesh. So that in the source that we saw just now, it says one who is Choshesh Mishinov, it might in fact refer to someone who is suffering greatly with regard to his teeth, and yet he would not be allowed to violate Shabbos. Toshma. So we try again. We have a long marking accompanying this. You'll notice a Toshma is written to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text and circled with a vertical dashed line to create the feeling or impression of length that will occupy the Gemara till we develop this particular attempt. So this involves a story with Rabbi Yochanan suffering from a tooth-related ailment. Toshma, Rabbi Yochanan, chosh betzafdina. This is a chole shinayim, a tooth-related ailment. Ozal legabo dahi mashunisa. He went to an idol-worshipping woman. Avdo, she made some kind of potion, chamisha, umali shabato, that would serve as treatment for him on a Thursday and Friday. Omar lo lemochar mai. So Rabbi Yochanan asked her, what about tomorrow on Shabbos? Omra le lo tzrichas. You don't need anything. You don't need the treatment on Shabbos. Whereas the treatment that I provided for Thursday and Friday should be enough. And upon his asking her, what about on Shabbos, what treatment should I do? In other words, aren't you going to give me any medicine for Shabbos? So she says, you don't need any. If we skip the bracketed section, the climax of the question appears right after it. Alma, we see from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan wanted a Shabbos treatment, Kemaka shel cholol damya, that the tooth-related ailment is viewed as an internal injury, an internal ailment, and over which one can violate Shabbos. What we did with regard to the reading of the Gemara, we skipped the bracketed section. We have a note on the inside margin explaining this. Matras hasugrayim l'shem dilug. The purpose of these brackets is for skipping. L'afsher chibur ha'alma, to enable one to connect the alma, which was the word that appeared right after the brackets, with the climax word, to connect it l'nekudas ha'hochocha, to the point of the proof. Ma shereb Yochanan omar l'mochor mai. We want to connect the Rabbi Yochanan's request of l'mochor mai, and she said you don't need it, to the conclusion of the story, which was represented by the Alma, where the Gemara said after the brackets, Alma kemaka shel cholol damya. That was the conclusion. The Acharkach lachzor l'tuchan asogram, and after having done what we just did, we then go back to the brackets, and which inside of them is prote hamaise mamashunisa. There are details of the story involving Rabbi Yochanan's encounter with this idol worshipping woman, this Ovedes Kechovim. The word matronisa might remind people of the word matron or matriarch. We turn to the bracketed section. Rabbi Yochanan, remember, he had asked her, what about Shabbos? And she says, you don't need it. And then the brackets continue. E tzarich nomai. And Rabbi Yochanan asked her, well, what if I really do need it? Omra. So she requests of Rabbi Yochanan, listen, I'll tell you what to do. However, I want you to swear that you won't reveal it. Omra, she said, Ishtaba li delo maglis. Swear to me that you won't reveal it. So she has a secret potion, and she asks him to swear that he won't reveal. So Ishtaba lo, he swore the following. And here it's extremely important to note the text of his oath. He said, Le Eloko Yisrael lo maglino. Unto the God of Israel, I will not reveal it. Galilei, so she heard him swear, and she revealed to him the potion. Lumachar, Nofak Drosha Bepirko. He revealed the potion in a public lecture. The Gemara asks, well, how could he do that? V'ho ishtaba lo. But he swore to her that he wasn't going to reveal it. So the Gemara answers, le'eloko d'Yisrael lo maglino, avo le'ame Yisrael maglino. To the God of Israel, I won't expose it, but to the nation of Israel, I would. In other words, in the text of his oath, it was very clear that he was limiting the non-revelation to the God of Israel. The Gemara asks, "But v'ho'iko chilul Hashem? Is there not a desecration of God's name in the sense that when she hears that he revealed it, that she will think that he violated his oath? And for her to think that the rabbi violated his oath, that would create a desecration of God's name." So the Gemara answers that she won't think that he violated his oath because the goli lo meikora. He told her immediately, he told her at the outset, that at, from the point she told him the potion, he told her, "You should know, I swore and used a lamed. I said le'eloko Yisrael. I didn't swear in the name of God." So she knew before he revealed it to the public. She knew already that his oath was of a limited nature. So that eventually, when he did reveal it, she knew he was not in his revelation, he was not in violation of the oath. The Gemara goes on, Alma, we see from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan was willing to pursue the medical procedure regarding the Tzavdino on Shabbos, that Kemaka Shechol Adamia, that it must be like a maka shochola, like it's categorized as an internal injury. The Gemara rejects this. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Shaini Tzavdino. The ailment from which he was suffering, Tzavdino, is different. Hoyu umascho b'peh, it's something that starts in the mouth, v'gomer b'vnei mayim, but it continues down into the digestive system. But that's specific to the Tzavdino ailment. But in general, to conclude from that to standard kochi vashini pains, one cannot draw any conclusions. My simone, what are the signs to know that someone is suffering from tzavdino? Answer, romi midi bei kochi, umaisi doma mi bei dori. If someone puts something into his mouth and blood starts to form or issue forth from his gums, that would be a sign that he's suffering from tzavdino. Omimai havi, what brings this ailment on? A couple suggestions. Number one, mi kariri dechiti, from a type of tafshil, a cooked dish, a wheat dish, a cold cooked wheat dish. Umechamim mechamim desari, and from a hot barley cooked dish. Umeshire kosa daharsana, and a kosa daharsana is a fish that's fried in its own fats with flour. Fried fish with flour, and from the residue of this fried fish with flour, this tzavdino ailment could emerge. My avdole, what was the matronisa's remedy that she provided to Rabbi Yochanan? Omar of Acho Bre Derovo, Mei Seor is water that comes from sourdough. The shemen zayis, olive oil, umelach, and salt. So there's this combination of mei seor, of the water that residual water from sourdough, and olive oil and salt. Umor barav ashi omar mashcho di avzo begad for the avzo. He takes the oil or fats from a goose and uses the feathers of the goose to smear it on his teeth from without. Smear it over the outside of his teeth. Omar Abaye, Ano Avdi Kulhu, I tried all of these different approaches, Velo Itzoi, and I was not healed, Ad the Omar Liyahu Taya, until a particular Arab merchant told me, Aisi Kashyaiso, bring some pits, dezeso delomolu tilso, olive pits that come from olives that did not develop a third. The kalinu amora chadato, kalinu means to burn them by putting them on a new chadato, is a new amora, is a shovel. A new shovel that was fired up. So you have, a red-hot shovel, and you would take this red-hot new shovel and put these date these olive pits on it, and they would burn. And then you take the ashes, v'dovik bei didori, and then stick the ashes, or whatever remains after these olive pits burn up, you stick them on his teeth from within, from the inside part of his teeth. Avdi hachi v'tzoi. So Abaye says, I did that. I did what the Taya, what the Arab suggested, and it worked. The Gemara now turns back to the story involving Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, he sought medical assistance from an idol worshipping woman. Rabbi Yochanan hechi ovid hachi. How could he seek out refuah from the idol worshipper? Omer Rabbi Bechana, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan himself has said, "Kol maka shemachana asa Shabbos ein misrap in mehen." Any type of ailment that one is allowed to violate Shabbos for, one is not allowed to receive medical treatment from them. So we've dashed underlined ein misrap in mehen as being the main problem here. He's not allowed to benefit from their medical assistance, and yet Rabbi Yochanan did. So the Gemara answer is Odom Choshuv Shaini. Rabbi Yochanan was an important person, and therefore the fear that the Gentile, that the idol worshipper would kill him, it doesn't exist. The Gemara asks, "Raha Rabbi Avod Odom Choshuv Havei?" There's a story involving Rabbi Avo, who also was an Adam Choshev. He was someone also with political connections. V'roma le yankiv mino samo ashake. And this min, we refer to him and categorize him as an idol worshipper. He's anywhere from an idol worshipper to worse. So this fellow, yankiv mino, yankiv the min, the rebel, he placed samo, some poison, shake on Rabbi Avo's leg, the Eloi Rabbi Ami Rav Asi delachuhu the shake, had Rav Ami and Rav Asi not wiped it off, paske the shake, this poison would have cut off Rabbi Avo's leg, would have, we'll say, burnt off his leg. So we see that the fact that someone is an Adam Choshev is not sufficient to deter the idol worshipper from committing murder. The Gemara answers, "De Rabbi Yochanan, roife mumcha have." The case of involving Rabbi Yochanan with the matronisa, she was a professional, and we saw in an earlier Gemara that a professional doesn't want to ruin his reputation. So she wouldn't want to ruin her reputation, so she would offer proper care. Question. De Rabbi Avo, nami roife mumcha have. The case, the story with Rabbi Avo, this fellow, Yankiv Mino, was also a professional, and yet he did threaten Rabbi Avo. The Gemara says, "Shiny Rabbi Avo, the story involving Rabbi Avo is unprecedented. You can't use it as a precedent, because the Mukmi Bei Mini Ben Avshayu, the Minim, apply to themselves when dealing with Rabbi Avo the following idea." It's a pasuk, but it forms an idea. Tomus Nafshi Im Plishtim. That I'm willing to suffer, provided I can get him. In other words, Rabbi Avo was posed a great threat, let us say, to the community of Minim, and it would be worth it to them to suffer themselves. In this case, Yankiv Mino would be willing to put himself in danger at risk of arousing the wrath of the government because of his chance to kill Rabbi Avo. In other words, even if he would have been successful in killing Rabbi Avo and hence subjected to government punishment, this Yankiv Mino, it would have been worth it to him. It would have been worth it just to get Rabbi Avo. But that's limited to Rabbi Avo. As far as Rabbi Yochanan was concerned, the fact that the person treating him, the matronisa, was a roife mumche, that would have been enough to serve as an allowance for Rabbi Yochanan to seek treatment from such an individual. They would not have wanted to hurt Rabbi Yochanan because it would have affected their reputation. We have a slash in the Gemara indicating that that which follows from this point on is a new idea. We'll notice in this Gemara a lot of diamonds. In a previous note, on the previous Nosei heading, we had indicated that the sugya of the refuas here will last till Chof Tes Amud Aleph. So if you look up the outside margin, you'll see we have a Nosei that we've indicated in brackets or in parentheses, Ad Chof Tes Amud Aleph, Inyone Brius Trufus Amazon. The Gemara till Chof Tes Amud Aleph will be dealing with matters of health and medicines and nutrition. At this point in the Gemara where we're holding now, we also have a Nosei Mivneh, and the diamond is featured, Rishimo Shel Ba'ayos Refuyos, a series of different ailments. We will employ a squiggle underline, Mudgash Mitachas LaMishpot Sheboi Masril HaTrufos Shel Oisei Machla. The school of underline will be at a point that the Gemara introduces the remedy to that particular ailment. Kagon Mayasutha, the Gemara will ask, well, what's the remedy? So you'll see that we squiggle underline that expression to highlight the point at which the remedy is suggested. As we mentioned a few minutes earlier in our shiur, we offered a disclaimer that in this sugya, our ability to offer accurate translation is somewhat limited. And this is a result of the fact that there hasn't been a tradition maintained as to what these ailments and remedies are. Omar Shmuel, Hai Padaso, this is a person who received an injury because of being impacted by a sword. So a person who was injured by a sword is sakanta hi. He is in danger. Umechalin oleos Shabbos. And as a result of that, one can violate Shabbos in seeking medical treatment. Mai asuto. What is the solution? What's the remedy? We've indicated here the use of a double underline with dots in it. There are two stages. A person was stricken by a sword, so he has a problem of the blood flow, and then the problem of the healing of his flesh. So, stage one, Aleph, lemifsag doma, to stop the blood flow, tachli b'chala. Tachli is some type of vegetation, shachlayim. He should drink that with vinegar. Vasuki is to heal the flesh. So, garda the yabla. Yabla is a type of grass, according to Rashi. So it seems to be, garda would be shredded. So we'll say shredded grass. The girda the asna. Asna is a sneh. So it's wood from a sneh. It's eitz sneh, branch or wood from this type of tree or bush. He's got some shredded sneh wood. Oi nikra mi kilasa. This is a reference to worms that are found in the at the point that a chicken pecks away at his food in a garbage heap. So there are worms associated with a garbage heap. So these are the ingredients for help the flesh heal. Amrav Safra, Hai Invisa. Invisa is a type of inflammation, or a boil. A person who has a boil on him. Parvanko de Malacha de Moisahi. It's dangerous, and there's a problem, and it's of a dangerous nature. Mayasuta. What's the solution? Tigna bedufsha. This is a reference to a type of grass that is ground up and bedusha with honey. O karpasa betilya. Tilya is a type of wine, of a very strong wine. And karpasa is a type of vegetation, so it's a combination of this vegetation and this very strong wine. Adahochi vahochi, in the meantime, until he gets those ingredients, Lacey invasa bas mina, he should get a grapes, invasa anovim, grapes that are similar to the boil that he's suffering. If it's a large boil, so he should bring a large grape. If it's a small boil, then a small grape. That's invasa bas mina. Bas mina means like it, like the boil. The nigander ilui, and he should then roll the grape on the boil. Chivrsa the chivrsa, the uchmasi the uchmasi. If the boil is white in color, he should use a white grape. And if it's dark, black in nature, he should use a dark colored or black grape. Amar Rava, hai simta. Simta is a type of inflammation. Parvanka de ishta hi. It's the harbinger of ishta. We saw that before. It has to do with something feverish. So that if a person is experiencing inflammation, it's a sign that fever is coming on. Once again, I am not sure that though we're using the term fever, if it's fever that we experience today. It could be a reference to something else, but it's heat related. So if a person has the simta, we said simta is inflammation, it's a sign of trouble. Maya suta, what's the solution? Limche shisin iskutli, he should flick it 60 times. Iskutli is a situation where a person attaches his finger to his thumb and then releases it under pressure, which would be a type of, we'll call finger flick. So he'll flick this inflammation 60 times. Velikre shti v'orev, and then tear it or cut into it crisscross. V'hani mili delo chivereshe. This is provided that it hasn't developed a white head. The idea of a white head is a reference to an inflammation or a boil that is about to burst forth with its liquid content. Avol chivereshe, if this simta has this white head, is chivereshe, then less lanba, then it's not important to deal with it. Apparently, it doesn't pose a threat at that point. Rabbi Yankov chosh bepika. Rabbi Yankov was suffering. Pika is a reference to the what's called pi tabas shabesari, the anus. Ori le Rabbi Ami, v'yamri lo Rabbi Asi ori le. There are two versions of who is offering medical advice, either Rabbi Ami or Rav Asi. They told him the following. Lesi shev bini ahala tulana. Bring seven, shev is seven. Bini are seeds of ahala tulana, is a red red ohala seeds. Ohala is some type of vegetation. But bring seven red ohala seeds. Vitzayer be bechalola de beit savra. Take these seeds and then put them in a piece of fabric. A fabric that's cut out from a garment in the making, where, let's say one is making what we refer to as a poncho, or some type of shawl, where a piece of material is one cuts out from a piece of material a place for his head, or we'll call it a neck hole. So if one takes that material that was used to, that was cut out from a garment in the making to form the neck hole, so we'll call it the neck hole fabric. and he puts these seeds into it. V'lichrich iluya nira barka, and then he should tie it. Lichrich would be to bind it or tie it with a nira barka, is a hair from a behema, from some kind of animal. V'tomish lei benatfa chivra, and he should then immerse it, toivel it in this liquid, natfa, chivra, white natfa. The likle, and then burn it. Ubodar le iluya, and then scatter the ashes over this area of the anatomy. Adahochi vachi, in the meantime, until he gets all of these ingredients. Lesi kashaisa de asna, he should bring the pit of the fruit of the sne. The sne is a type of plant, a bush or a tree. He should bring the fruit of that and extract the seed of it. So he's got the seed of the sne fruit. Linach pika bahadi pika. The pika here is a reference to the slit. The slit in this seed has a slit in it. And so you should take that seed, that pit with the slit in it, and position it over the pika. Pika, notice, was the top word on this omid, the anal hole. Vahani midi pika ila. This is suitable when dealing with some type of external problem in that part of the anatomy. And since it's external, so one can know where to place the material mentioned above. We had ashes that were scattered, so since it's external, he'll know where to scatter the ashes. However, pika tata, an internal pika problem, my, what should he do? In other words, it's hard to scatter ashes over something that's internal. So the solution for the anal problem, the internal anal problem, lesi tarbo de tzafirta delo ispach. He should bring, tarbo is the fats, the chilev of a female goat that the female goat herself has never given birth. So it's a, you're going to be bringing the fats of a female goat that never gave birth. The lifshar, and then melt the fats. The lishti bait, and then insert it over there. And I guess since it's of a melted or liquidy nature, it'll get to the point of problem, the area of the problem. The eloi, if he doesn't have that, lesi tlos tirpa kora, the miyabshi. Kora is a type of vegetation. Tirpa are the leaves. So he should bring three leaves of the kora, of the kora vegetable that were dried, dimyavshi, that were dried, dimyavshi betula, that were dried in the shade as opposed to dried in direct sun. So he's got these three kora leaves that were dried in the sun, in the shade, the likli, and burn them, the livdar iluya, and then scatter them over the area. The iloi, if he doesn't have that, then lysi mishkide chilzoni. This is some type of creature, a chilozon creature. Mishkidei chilzoni is a type of chilozon. Ve'i loy, if he doesn't have that, then maisi mashach kira, he should bring some olive oil mixed with wax, probably melted wax. So he's got some type of mixture of olive oil and melted wax. And now this he's got this oil substance, and as far as what he should do now, if Moore will mention something to do with his, with what he should cover himself with, the lincoat, and cover himself. It depends, of course, on the season. B'shachaki dekisna b'kaita. Kaita is the summer season, so he should cover himself with some worn out flax or linen. This is a very light type of fabric, so that he won't get too hot. He won't get overheated because you're dealing with the summer. And the amar gufna, and he should cover himself with Amar Gufna Tsemer Geffen, sometimes referred to as cotton, but whatever the case is, for our purposes, it's a material that's warmer, Besisva, in the cold season. So the last solution was that if he doesn't have any of the previous ingredients, he should bring this olive oil wax mixture and cover himself with these kind of fabrics. And there's probably more detail to how what one does with these items, but if we compare it to what was mentioned above, you're dealing with an internal anal issue. So he would take this melted wax and olive oil mixture, probably insert it there. Rabbi Avo Chosh Beudne, he had some type of ear ailment. Ori Le Rav Yochanan V'Amri La Beis Midrash, and either Rabbi Yochanan or the students in the Beis Midrash said what he should do. They gave him advice. My Ori Le, what advice did they give him with regard to his ear problem? So we'll see a couple approaches. Number one, Ki Ha Di Amar Abaye, similar to that which Abaye once said. Amar Li Aim, Abaye said, my aim is my foster mother, or my nanny. Abaye's mother herself died when Abaye was just born. So he was raised by this individual that the Gemara refers to as Aim, even though Aim, technically speaking, means mother. In Abaye's case, it's a reference to a nanny that raised him. So Abaye says that the Aim told me, Lo Ivri Kuyusa Ela Leudna. Kuyusa are often translated as kidneys. In other words, kidneys were created for ear ailments. The Omar Rava, Omar Li Minyumi Asya, Minyumi the doctor told me, Kulu Shakainu Koshu Leudna, all kinds of beverages are injurious or problematic for someone suffering from ear problems. Labar Mimaya de Kuyusa, with the exception of the water or the liquid that exudes forth from a Kuyusa. Lysi Kuyusa de Barcha Karcha, now the actual procedure. One should bring a kidney from a Barcha is a goat. Karcha literally means bald, but it's the hairy level of this particular ace would be less than a sheep, let us say, that's very hairy, full of wool. So here we're bringing the kidney of a goat that's we'll call it with little hair. The likre shtiv erev, and then the kidney is cut into crisscross. The lenach amolola denura, and he should then take this cut kidney and place it on hissing coals. Those are geholim lochashos. That's amolola denura. Vano maya denafki mine, the water, the liquid that exudes from this kidney is lishdinu budne. Should place it in his ear. So we have kidney-based eardrops. Make sure, though, lo kariv v'lo chamiv, shouldn't be cold and it shouldn't be hot. Elo pshur, should be lukewarm. V'ilo, if he doesn't have that, laisi tarba de chipushta gamlenisa. Gamlenisa means a large one. Chipushta, according to one of the translation books that translates French words, the suggested translation of this is a type of beetle. So it's the tarba would be fats or oils from this large chipusha. Belifshar, and melt the fats. Velishti bay, and then put that in the ear. Viloi limle leudne mishcha. He should, if he doesn't have that, the chipusha thing, then he should fill his ear with some mishcha oil. We saw a reference above to olive oil. The levid shev psilta das pasta. He should take seven Psilta daspasta is a long leaf from a shachas plant. The shachas plant is essentially a wheat plant. So he's taking the a leaf from that plant, Falesi shufisa de tuma, and he should bring maybe the stem or the of a garlic. It's referred to as the base yad of a garlic, but it would be the central stem that is found growing in garlic. The lesuv barka bechad resha, the lisli behu nura. He's got this long. He's got this garlic stem. He should place a hair at one end of it and ignite it, light it. The idach resha moisa beudna, and the other end of this garlic stem he should put in his ear. The lesiv udne lehoda nura, the yizdaher mizika, and then he should turn his ear toward the fire, near the fire or the source of heat, and be careful from the wind. The nishkol chada venana chada. Remember, we made reference to seven of these long leaves, so he does this again and again. He does it with one, and then the next, and the next, till he finishes the seven. Lishnachrina, another version. We've squiggled on like Lishnachrina is one of our transition expressions where we're going from one version to another, and we squiggle underline those types of expressions. So we have another version, V'iloi, if he doesn't have the previously mentioned item. So then you'll see, if you skim down this the next few lines, you'll see a series of V'iloi, so that the Lishnachrina is coming off the beginning of the case before a person was suffering from his ear, some type of ear ailment, and the first suggested remedy had to do with the kidney of a goat kidney, and then there was a suggested alternative things that if he doesn't have that, what should he do? So the Elo, here we're going with a different version of what the alternatives may be. Lacey, Shev, he should bring seven, Psilta, Bikra, Vishayafle, Mishchadas, Pasta, he should bring these seven, we saw the expression Psilta before in the context of a type of leaf of the aspasta plant. Here it's a different plant, and v'shayefle mishchad aspasta, he should smear it with oil from the aspasta plant. The naisi chad resha benura, and place one end of this in a fire. The chad resha beudne, and the other end in his ear. The nishko chada v'nana chada, this procedure he repeats seven times. The Yizdayar Mizika, be careful of the wind. The Elo, if he doesn't have that. Laisi Udra de Goda. Udra is a reference to some type of soft material that's dyed a certain way. That's Udra de Noda. It's soft material dyed a particular way. The Lo Mashkif. This soft material is useful provided that it wasn't beaten. In the case of, let's say, wool, so the wool is beaten to get the debris out of it. So this soft material, if it's whatever its origin is, it could be from wool, it could be from linen, which is from the flax plant. Main thing is that it wasn't beaten. Venanach bo, he should place it in his ear. The litle leudne lahadi nura, and he should then turn his ear toward the fire. The lizdahir mizika, and be careful from the wind. The iloi lesi gufsa dekanyo atiko bar meyoshanim. If he doesn't have the previous mentioned thing, he should bring a tube from a reed that's 100 years old. The limle Milcha Ganisa, and you should fill it with some rock salt. v'likli, he should burn it, v'lidbak, and take the ashes and then stick it on his ear. V'simonech, and a way to remember all of the different refuos for the ear, retiva liabeshta, viabeshta liretiva. Let's glance at the Rashi. Retiva liabeshta, viabeshta liretiva, kol refuos halolo, einon shavos, l'chol choyle ha'ozen. All of the different remedies that we were exposed to are not all the same. Ela oison harefuos sheish bahen dover lach, the refuos that have in it liquids, kagon maya de kuyuso, umashach kira, like we saw in the case of the kidney waters, or the oil wax mixture, the melted wax with oil mixture, v'chayotzi bahen. Ma'alin, they're beneficial, the oizen yevesha, for a some type of dry ear problem. Shieshlo choli, v'eino motzio lecha. He's sick, he's got an ear problem, but there's no pus or liquids oozing out. However, refuas sheyovesh, the refuas that themselves are dry, could go in gufsa de kanya, like the case of the reed we just mentioned, umilcho galnisa, and the rock salt, which are dry materials. Le'udna retiva hamotzio lecha. That's a solution for an ear problem for there, where there is some kind of pus or other fluids flowing out. So the Gemara made a brief note that retiva liaveshta, there's an opposite phenomenon here where if the medicine is of a liquidy nature, that's to treat a dry ear, and the dry type medicine is to treat an ear that is fluidy. Omar Rabo Bar Zutra, Omar Rabbi Chanina. We have a double underline form here, which is another one of our series markings. On the side, under the Mivneh heading, we see Refuos Shemutaros B'Shabbos, a reference to Refuos, or ailments that are one is mutter to violate Shabbos for their benefit. So Rabba Bar Zutra, in the name of Rabbi Chanina, says Ma'alin Oznayim B'Shabbos. Rashi, Ma'alin Oznayim, Gidei Oznayim, the sinews that are in one's ear, pe'omim sheyordim lamata, sometimes they fall, they get lower in the head, umisparkin l'chayim, and as a result of these sinews falling, the jaw becomes disconnected, v'tzorch ha'loson v'yesh sakona b'dover, and one has to raise these fallen sinews, because otherwise there is a danger is posed to the victim. So therefore, ma'alin oznayim shabbos, the medical procedure that's necessary for this is allowed to be done on Shabbos. Toni Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, biyad avalo basam. That's provided that you do it manually and not with medicine. Since it's possible to do it manually, we can't relax the restriction of using medicines on Shabbos. Iko diamri, besam avalo biyad. The other opinion, the other version is better to use the medicine and not one's hands. My taima, mizraf zorif. If one does it manually, there's a chance he might create an injury, a chabura, and that would be an iser doraisa. Omar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Omar Rav Ayin Shemarda Mutar Lekoichol B'Shabbos. This is literally the rebellious eye. It's a situation where one's eye is going to emerge forth or pop out of one's head. So it's mutter to treat that kochol. It's a type of a substance that's applied to eyes. Savor minei hanimili hu deshachaki samonim me esmol. The Havamina here was that the treatment of Ayin Shemorda, that's mutter to do the treatment, that's provided that the grinding of the herbs or the medicines were done from the day before Shabbos. In other words, and then the only problem would be the rabbinic violation of taking medicines or performing medical procedures on Shabbos. However, to do the actual grinding of the medicine in its preparation, that would not be allowed. Aval mishchak b'Shabbos v'asui derech rishus rabim, but to grind it on Shabbos or to bring the medicine via the public thoroughfare, which is also a Torah violation as far as Shabbos is concerned, lo, that would not be allowed. But this was, we dashed underline the expression sovur mine, indicating a hava mine. This was the initial thought that rabbinic issues one can violate, but Torah issues one cannot. Amale ahu mirabonan v'rabiyankiv shmei l'dim v'shulamine de Rav Yehuda. I was told, says Rav Yankiv, as this was initially, there was the hava mina that it was allowed, that the procedures were allowed only if they don't involve Torah violation. So this Rabbi Yankiv explained that he received in the name of Rabbi, by Rabbi Yehuda the following teaching: Afilu mishchak b'Shabbos va'asuye derech rishus rabim. Even if one needs to grind it on Shabbos or to bring the medicine via the public thoroughfare, mutter, it is allowed. So ayin shemorda, one can violate Shabbos all the way. Rav Yehuda shora l'michal eina b'Shabbos. Rav Yehuda once rendered a halachic ruling that allows the application of the kochol to the eye on Shabbos. Amar lehu Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda said, man tzayis liyuda, anyone who listens to what Rav Yehuda said, mochil shabi, he would be a Shabbos violator, a machalo Shabbos. L'sof chosh b'enei. In the end, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda himself suffered from this eye ailment. Sholach lei shori olasir. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda sent a question to Rav Yehuda and asked Rav Yehuda, is it mutter or usur to treat this? Shalach le, Rav Yehuda sent back l'chule alma, and we'll note also that we have a long answer, a teretz, which is indicated by the tuf that's encircled on the outside to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text. So Rav Yehuda sends to Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda l'chule alma shari l'didcha asir. For everyone it's okay, but for you, you're not allowed. You're not allowed to apply the kochol to the ayin, to the eye. And he's referring to, of course, the fact that Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda had insulted Rabbi Yehuda with regard to Rabbi Yehuda's leniency. So now that he himself, Rabbi Shmuel bar Yehuda, is suffering from it, Rabbi Yehuda says, look, the heter exists for everybody, but not for yourself. In other words, you yourself said that that this is a problem. V'chi medidi, who? Do you think that which I originally was matir was my own allowance, my own leniency? And therefore, maybe you felt that you can insult it or denigrate it. You should know, Demar Shmuel, he. It's a teaching, it's a tradition that I received from Shmuel. We might add, parenthetically, Shmuel was a very well-known medical professional in the Shas. So Rav Yehuda is saying, my knowledge about this ayin, about the eye problem, and my ruling that you can allow the kochol application made, I got that from Shmuel. Dahi amso, davoi bei mar Shmuel. There was once a servant in the house of Shmuel. The kodcho lo eino b'shabato. Her eye became very hot on Shabbat. Sofcha, she screamed. The lekod ashkech bo, no one paid attention. Poko eino, and her eye popped out. Lemochar nofak mor Shmuel v'dorash. After that happened, Shmuel came forth and issued a public statement. Ayin shemorda, the eyeball that is attempting to exit the head. Mutter l'kuchola v'shabbos. It's allowed to apply the kochol treatment on Shabbos. My time off. Why are we allowing a Shabbos violation for the benefit, for the health of the Ayin Shemorta? The answer is, the Shuraini de'ena be'uvnisa de'liba tolu. The general idea of this is that the eye is connected to the heart. And as a result of the eye being connected to the heart, it shows that the ayin shemorta is a severe problem. And if something goes wrong with the eye, it can have repercussions for the heart. Kagon mai, the Gemara's question here is presented in a very brief way, but the question essentially is, what are examples of chole ayin that one is allowed to mechalal Shabbos for? So we'll be presented by the Gemara by a list of different eye ailments. The translations will remain elusive for right now. Omar Rav Yehuda, kagon, rira, ditza, dama, dimasa, v'kidcha. Utchilas uchla. The allowance to violate Shabbos is provided you're dealing with a person at the beginning of these ailments. La'afuke, to the exclusion of a case of sof ochlo uptsuchi eino delo. Two cases that we won't allow Shabbos violation is if the patient is at the end of the ailment, and for ptsuchi eino is where a person wants to use the kochol treatment to increase his maris eino, could be to improve his eyesight or something of a non-health threatening nature. So these things for at the end of the ailment, we had a list of ailments, so if the patient is at the end of that, or if it's for ptsuchi eino, we won't allow the kochol treatment on Shabbos. Omar Rav Yehuda, zibura. There is a list of things that are going to be mentioned over here that will culminate in a statement that anyone who is experiencing or suffering these things should not go into a bathhouse. So, zibura, if one is stung by this insect, ude charze silva, one who was pierced by a thorn, vesamta, some type of boil, ude koyev le'eno, one whose eyes are hurting him, the osi iluyo ishta, or someone who is overcome by a fever, kulhu, all of these beboni sakanta, a bathhouse experience would pose a danger. In other words, going into a bathhouse is a very good thing, provided one is not suffering from any of these ailments. Chamo lechamo. Chamo, the first chamo is a reference to a type of vegetation, a tznon. So the tznon vegetation is good for someone suffering from a heat-related ailment. The silka, litzina. The silka vegetable is beneficial for someone who's suffering from some type of cold-related problem. The chilufa, sakanta. In other words, treating the feverish situation with silka, or using the tznon for treating someone who's suffering from a cold ailment, so that would pose a danger. That's v'chilufa, switching around. That's what we just mentioned, equals sakanta. The Gemara is going to go on with a list of things like this, which there are two issues, each item, each problem requiring a specific treatment. And if you switch them around, it will pose a sakona. You'll notice we've tried to indicate this with a triangle to give you a sense of a series. On the outside margin, we have a mivneh featuring the triangle. Tipulim l'shnei bayis shonos, treatments for two different problems. Ve'im machlifim oisam, if you switch them around, echod basheni, one for the other, that will be a sakona. Meshutaf l'sholosh mehem, avi inyan shel chom v'kor. Regarding three of the examples, there is the issue of heat and cold that is a common phenomenon in three of the different things we will see here. So as we go on in the Gemara, chamimi le'akrava, heat or possibly a the use of hot water is beneficial for a person stung by an akrava, scorpion. The kariri la zibura, someone who's stung by a zibura, sometimes translated as a bee, but we don't have to translate at this point. For the zibura sting, kariri, cold water should be used. The chilufa sakata, using a heat treatment for a zibura or a cold treatment for an akrava would be dangerous. Chamimi lesilva, the kariri lechaspenisa. Chamiri silva is someone who's punctured or penetrated by a thorn. So the person is supposed to soak the injured part of his body in chamin, in hot water. And kariri would be cold for chaspenisa. Chaspenisa are cracks that develop in a person's face. The chilufa sakata, and switching them around would pose a danger. Chola lesiburi. Siburi is bloodletting. So chola is vinegar. Vinegar is beneficial for someone who experienced bloodletting. Umonini letanisa. Monini are small fish. Small fish are good to consume for someone who was fasting. The chilufa sakata, and switching those around would pose a danger. Tachli v'sibura, someone who consumes tachli, a type of vegetation, and then bloodlets, that's sakanta, that's dangerous. Ishta v'sibura sakanta, someone who is feverish and subjects himself to bloodletting, is a sakona. Koyev eino v'sibura, someone who is suffering from an eye ache and then bloodlets, equals sakanta. Sheni l'dog dam. Sheni ledam, dog. Shlishi lo, sakanta. Let's glance at Rashi. Sheni ledog dam. Rashi on the third line. Ochal biyoim shelifnei hakoza dogim. If a person on the day before, the day before bloodletting, he is expected to eat fish. And the Rashi on the second line from that that says Sheni ledam dog, im hekiz dam hayoim oichel dogim lemochar. If on a given day he did bloodlet, the next day the Sheni ledam, the second day after the dam, after the bloodletting, dog, he should eat fish. And the other case that we mentioned was the day after the fish. If he ate fish on a given day, so then he should bloodlet. However, the third day would be shlishi lo, is a sakanta, is dangerous. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.